His meaning is, Lord is interested in increasing the influence of his devotees. Means he is always want to give unlimited, means whatever he has, means all the opulence he is ready to give to his devotees. In the Bhagavatam, we can see many various examples where Krishna is empowering his devotees and the devotees are recollecting it. So the one of the example is in the first canto where Arjuna, after Krishna leaving this material world, Arjuna is coming back from Dwaraka and talking to Yudhishthira. Vanchitoham Maharajan Harina Bandhu Rupina Yename Apakritam Tejo Deva Vismapanam Mahat. So Arjuna is telling to Yudhishthira, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who treated me exactly like an intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus, my astounding power, which astonished even the demigods, is no longer with me. So, we know that Arjuna and Krishna was fighting during the Mahabharata war. Arjuna killed many great generals in the battlefield. And he had this famous Gandiva bow. Now, after coming back, from Dwaraka, after Krishna leaves his planet, even Arjuna cannot lift his Gandiva bow. He was not able to even fight. So in the Parpat Prabhupada is explaining why the Lord empowers his devotees. Basically Krishna empowers these devotees for his specific missions. For the fulfillment of Lord's mission, he bestows the power and energy to specific devotees in various capacities according to their level. And Prabhupada in the Parpat mentions that the one should not be puffed up because of this. Even though if you are fortunate enough to have these powers, one should not be puffed up because of having these powers. And this, as soon as the mission of Lord is completed, and this energy can be anytime withdrawn. Like here Arjuna is telling, Ename apakritam tejo deva vismapanam mahat. So even the devas, even demigods were astonished to have his powers, seeing his powers. And in the later verses, Arjuna is recollecting all those things. Like while in Khandava first time, how they were able to fire with the help of Krishna. And during the Mahabharata, how he was able to kill many of these Maharathis. And they were throwing all the very difficult weapons like Brahmastra and other things, but none of them were even touching his hair because Krishna was protecting him. So another example we can think where Krishna is, the Lord is empowering his devotees of Hanumanji in Ramayana. So during the war means Ravana and Ram in Lanka, so in later stage of the war, means the Ravana's army was getting heavily damaged because of this monkey armies. Ravana, Indrajit came in front of Ravana and told that, I will take care of this. And Indrajit has many mystical powers. So earlier once also he was, by using his mystical powers, he almost kept Rama and Lakshmana unconscious. Almost all the monkey soldiers kept unconscious. And again they brought back to, so again second time Indrajit is coming. And he prepared all his chariot and other things, and in such a way that it is invisible to all others. So none of the monkey soldiers or Ram or Lakshman were able to locate from where the arrows are coming. So by sending the Brahmastra and other cosmic weapons, Indrajit almost killed millions of monkey soldiers, and even Ram and Lakshman, they also hit by that. So then Ram was telling Lakshman, it seems that this nobody can locate from where Indrajit is shooting his arrows. So it is better that we also undergo, we lie down like unconscious so that Indrajit will think that we also died and he will go thinking victorious. So after that, after everyone is lying in the war field, Vibhishan was searching. So Jambavan was little conscious, and Vibhishan came and asked, means what to do, means. So Jambavan asked, is the Hanuman is alive, still alive? So Vibhishana was wondering why he is not asking about Ram or Ravan. So Vibhishana was asking, Naiva Rajani Sugrive Na Ankate Nabi Rakave Aris Sandarshidav Sneho Yata Vayu Sudha Para. So why you are asking about Vayuputra Hanuman, even though the Supreme Personality of God, Ram and Lakshman, is with us? So here we can see that how Lord is empowering his devotees, Hanuman. So even they themselves were personally present, still they were undergone the suffering of Indriyat, but Hanuman was given the opportunity to get the medicines and bring them alive. So this was the faith that Jambavan has, means even Hanuman is still alive, that we can win the war. When another pastime where Lord exhibits this is in Damodar Leela. Parishit Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parishit Maharaj, Evam Sandarshida Hi Anga Harina Bhritya Vatsyata So Vasnebi Krishnaya Yasyadam Sheshwaram Vase. O Maharaj Parishit, this entire universe with his great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So even though Krishna possesses all powers, still he is willing to bound by his devotees' love and affection. And it is depicted in the Damodar Leela, where Yashodama is trying to catch him. So in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that there are 8 contradictions which we can understand only by the help of this pastime. The one is, Krishna is Atma Ram, is always satisfied. Still, he always, when the devotee, when he comes in the group of devotees, he acts in such a way that he is feeling hungry and suffering from hunger and he is crying. And in Damodar pastime, we know that Krishna was Yashodamaya was feeding Krishna milk. From there it started. Krishna was so eager to have her milk. And second is, he is fulfilled always. He is all of his desires. But when it's come to the love of devotees, he is always dissatisfied and desirous to have more and more. In greedy in that attitude. And Krishna is described as the personification of peace and pure of goodness in the Shastras. But here we can see when he comes with the devotees, he sometimes becomes angry in the pastimes, angry with the friends and other things. And he is the master of goddess of fortune. And in Brahma Samhita we know that he is stated that he is served by thousands and thousands of Lakshmis in Goloka. But here in Vrindavan again he steals the butter like a beggar. And for the entire material people, Krishna comes as the fear through his time and death. It's always, all the, even including the demigods, demons, everyone is feared Krishna because of that death factor. But here that Krishna is running just because of fear of Yashoda Mai's stick. It's a symbol, Vrindavan lady, but still she doesn't have much power as the demigods or the demons, but still Krishna is affected by her love and is running out of fear. And he travels with the speed of mind. Krishna can, even greater than the speed of mind, Krishna can travel. But here a simple lady is running behind Krishna and catch hold of him. And he can easily catch him. And Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha, is always full of bliss. But here he is crying out of fear. Is apparently seem to be in sorrow. And he is always unlimited and all pervading. But here, Yashodama is able to tie him with a small piece of rope. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that these 8 contradictions, apparently seem to be contradictions, can be understood in these pastimes of Damodar Leela. Again, Brahmaji, in Brahmaji's prayers, he says that what is the power of a devotee? So Putana came to Vrindavan to kill Krishna And she was disguised as the form of a devotee. Wearing the clothes of a devotee, she came to kill Krishna. But seeing his devotee's dress, even though she was not a devotee, Krishna has given himself to not only herself and to entire his kula. Sadvesha iva putanabhi sa kula. So, Brahmaji is praying like that. That even not only herself, but even the entire dynasty got the benefit of Krishna. Krishna is willing to give himself. So, Brahmaji is praying. So, what to speak of the devotees in Vrindavan who has given their entire life, wealth and all, everything they are surrendered to Krishna. So, what will be there, what you will be giving to them? So, Brahmaji is confused. So, another pastime where we can see that how Krishna is willing to give everything to his devotees is in the Rukmini's kidnapping pastime. So, while Krishna and Rukmini was driving back to Dwaraka in a chariot, so the Rukmini's and other soldiers were attacking them. So, Krishna was telling, Rukmini was little fearful that how we will be only alone we can manage it. So, Krishna was telling, this enemy force can about to be destroyed by your soldiers. He uses the word Tavakai, and Vishwada is yours. He just married, so she is ready to offer everything to his devotees. In the purport, Prabhupada writes, he is ready to share his blissful opulences with all living beings and he is sincerely inviting them. Prabhupada says that, nature of the conditioned souls that we doesn't want to surrender. He says, Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. We don't want to surrender and we don't want to take this opportunity. And in the purpose, Prabhupada explains, is one of the purpose of ISKCON is in the festival like Sunday feast is to invite all the devotees to facilitate that at least they can understand what is the purpose of their life and surrender to Krishna so that they will be also able to benefit of this. And another place where we can see how Krishna is empowering devotee is that when Vasudeva is carrying Krishna, in the advent of Krishna we can see that. So explained as Durasada Ati Durdar Tarsho. Durasada means it's very difficult even look at it or with a sensible perception we will not be able to look at it. And Durdarsho means approachable with great difficulty. And in the purport it is, Prabhupada explains that if one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do something, the core of his heart becomes a dhamma. And he becomes so extraordinarily powerful that not only his enemies, but also people in general are astonished to observe his activities. So when a person is under the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can see he can do extraordinary activities. Like the Pandavas were able to do when they were with Krishna. They were able to do so many wonderful activities. Even other people can just wonder how they were able to do it. Even Kauravas were bewildered many times. How they escaped from the fire palace and all the Vanavasa period, exile period and other things. How they passed with the help of. Even once Durvasumani was came to Duryodhana, he requested that you please visit the Pandavas also. There also we can see that how by the mercy of Krishna, even though they don't have anything, so they are easily surpassed that test also. Another point Prabhupada comes in the purport is Hare. Hare means one who takes away all the miseries. One who takes away all miserable conditions. So there are many meanings to the word Hari. And few of them are like monkey, lion, snake, emerald. So here we can see that in the monkeys, they snatches away things. So like that, we are having so much of our past conditioning and we are not ready to surrender to Krishna because of our anarthas. But Krishna is so merciful that he is sometimes takes away forcefully also from us so that we will surrender. So that is the word meaning Hare. Another word is Harimedhase, the meaning is that whose brain works only for the deliverance of the conditioned souls. So Krishna is always continuously planning how he can deliver this all the people in the material world. So the example we can look at is Gajendra. Where Gajendra is praying that Madhrik Prabhanna Pashupasa Vimokshanaya Muktaya Bhuri Karunaya Namolayaya Samshena Sarva Manasi Pratita Pratyak Drushe Bhagavade Brahade Namaste. It uses the word Alayaya. Its meaning is that who are never inactive or idle. And Bhuri Karunaya means he is causelessly merciful. That Krishna is never idle or he is not forgotten about us. And in this material world conditions also suffering, he is always continuously making plan, various plans so that how we will be able to go back to Godhead and again united with him. In the purport, Prabhupada says that his only aim is to deliver this conditioned soul from this material life. So in the purport, Prabhupada says that it is not, it's because Gajendra was doing prayer, that's why Krishna came. It's not like that. Krishna is always active. Whether you give him prayer or something, even if you are little, even if you put your little effort, Krishna is ready to come forward much beyond our imaginations. See, again in Ramayana pastime, we can see in the Bhagavad Gita, it's one sloka is there. Kim chitram achyuda tavetat ashesha bandho daseshu ananya saraneshu yadatma sattvam yoro jayat samrgai swamishwaranam srimat kirida tadapidita padapide. It explains that how the demigods and Lord Brahma and other great devotees, great demigods, they are standing in queue to offer their obeisance with their tip of their helmets to wear in the cushion where Krishna keeps his feet, lotus feet. So they are waiting in queue. But here in the Ramayana pastime, Krishna is roaming with the monkeys. Even though he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the many excellent devotees like Lord Brahma and others are ready to do any service for him, he is giving his association to the monkeys. And why he is giving means they are surrendered. Means dasyeshu ananya saraneshu. They are taken the exclusive shelter of Lord's shelter. And hence Krishna, Lord Ram is ready to give him the full, they are continuously roaming with the monkey army. And another reason, another case we can see is that the devotee is suffering. Krishna says that whenever I see some devotees favorable for me, Esyaham anugrahanami harishyeta dhanam sane tado dhanam tyajityandesya swajana dukkha dukkhidam. Yes, I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth. Then the relatives and friends of such a poverty stricken man abandon him so that he will be able to more concentrate on his devotion service. So even Prabhupada, Leelamrita also Prabhupada mentions that how he was having, means all of his business were unsuccessful and the relatives and in the family was there also, there was so much pressure. Still he was not given up his mission of his spiritual master. He was trying to preach. He is trying to publish back to Godhead. So again, in the Beli Maharaj pastime, Brahmaji again praying that Janma Karma Vayo Rupa Vidya Shwarya Dhanadivi Yadyasya Na Bhavet Stambas Tatrayam Mat Anugraha. If a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, if he has personal beauty, a good education and a good wealth, and if he is nonetheless not proud of his opulences, it is to be understood that he is favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma's prayer, Brahma was confused with the activities of Vamanadev. Like even though Beli Maharaj was surrendered, he was given all of his opulences, like he has submitted actually all the three worlds. And Brahmaji was confused and saying that even if a devotee gives you even a tulsi leaves or as water, offers with a love and devotion, you will be pleased with him and offers him Golak Dham. Means back to Godhead he will allow him. But here in Bali Maharaj's case, even though he surrendered all the three worlds, still you are sending him to the Patal Lok and under prison. He is under almost like a prisonership. So in the answer to that, Vamandev is explaining like that even he offer, even if a person, devotee has good education, he is youthful and he is born in an aristocratic family, all these symptoms, and even having all these things, he is still not proud of all those things. It's definitely you have to understand that this devotee is favored by the Lord. So again, Krishna plans different ways how to deliver the different types of devotees, means different way, circumstances he has placed different things. Like we have seen in Yasyaham Anugrahanami. Like in Ajamal's case, he was neutralized by all his sinful reactions just by chanting his holy names at the end of his, when he was about to leave his body. Even though he was not directly chanted, he just called his son Narayan. Still, all the sinful activities were neutralized, and he has given a chance to come back to Godhead. And sometimes he gives full opulences, material opulences, like in Dhruva Maharaj's case. He has made him the king of Dhruva planet. So even he was greater than in Brahma's position, actually. So, and another case takes away all the material opulences, like in Bali Maharaj's cases. So in Ajamal's case, in the Yesha Prakriti Sangena Purushasya Viparyasha Achitsa Evana Chirat Isha Sangat Viliyate. Here Isha Sangat is important. From the association of the Supreme Lord, all of his active means sinful reactions and all other things are vanquished. Since a living entity is associated with the material nature, he is in an awkward position. But if in the human form of life, he is taught how to associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his devotee, his position can overcome. This material condition state we can overcome. So, we can see that all five aspects how we can have this Isha Sankat. Like, first thing is, an important thing is the chanting of his holy names. He is available to us in his holy name, and anywhere we can, especially in this Kali Yuga, there is no specific rules or regulations, or anybody can, anywhere we can chant the holy names. So in Shikshashram prayers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam Nam Akari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shaktis. He has invested all of his energies in this holy name, and there is no rule. Earlier during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's period, there were so, these Martha Brahmins, they were imposed so many rules, like only while taking bath in Ganga, you should chant the holy names. And also some specific name like Govinda, Pundari, Kaksha, only like that. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes it clear that you don't have to worry about any place, time or circumstances. Anywhere, anytime you can chant, and it's full, always have the full potencies. In Padyavali, Rupa Goswami quotes one verse like Vichayani Vicharayani Vichintyami Punapuna Kripanasya Dhananiva Tam Namai Bhavandu Bhavanduna. This explains, gives an analogy here. Like a miser is always attached to his money, he always collects money and counts it and keeps it. Like he is always thinking like that. So here he gives an analogy similar to that. Vichayani means we should be able to collect the holy names like that, and Vicharayani means we should be able to count, we wanted to count it, and Vichintayani, always wanted to remember it. And one thing, we have to be taken care of this holy name like that. We may commit many offenses. In the morning we pray, there are 10 offenses to be taken care of while chanting the holy names. But it is stated that some people may say that because reason of offense is like why you are chanting. So why should we Okay, why should we chant? Then better not to chant so that we don't commit any offense. The example is given like that. Bhumos kalita padani bhume reva valambanam toi jada abaradam tam eva saranam prabhu. Like when a small child want to walk, will start walking, he may fall many times. But again he has to take the same earth only for his, if he wanted to walk further, again he has to take the same earth only. So similarly, even if we may commit so many offenses, again by chanting only we can rectify it. Even again putting more effort so that we will not commit offenses. By sincerely chanting, these offenses can be. So, and the second aspect is association. Association of devotees. And it is compared like that to the dust. It depends, if the dust is associating with water, it will become like clay, means muddy. It is very disturbing also. But on the other hand, if the dust is associating with wind, even it can decorate in the crown of Krishna, means. So it's like that association, it matters. To whom you are associating with whom. And again, Krishna has given us, in the third aspect, is the Bhagavadam, taking association. In the Bhagavadam, we have two aspects there. One is personal Bhagavadam and the book Bhagavadam. And personal Bhagavadam comes in the category again association. And the book Bhagavadam, it is described as like a sweet candy. Whichever part you try to read, it is always nectarian. And it's always compared, like Bhagavadam is like a boat by using which we can cross over this material ocean. And the fourth aspect is given is the deity worship. Especially in Kali Yuga, in the practice of devotional service, one aspect is deity worship. Means people, generally material people say that, why are you worshipping a stone or wooden pieces like that? But it is like empowered thing. Like an empowered means if you have small, ordinary paper, nobody minds to tear it off or water. Even if you are lying in the road, nobody will take. But if it is a 500 rupee note, everyone means very careful with handling with that. Even if it is a small tear is there, nobody will accept it. Because it is sanctioned, it's written in that, like this, I promise to pay the bearer the sum of rupees 500 with the government. Because that is there, it's empowered by that Reserve Bank of India, people are accepting it. Similarly, in the deity form of Lord, is personally empowers. Krishna is present in the deity form. And by doing the deity worship, we can have the association of the Lord, Isha Sangat. And another aspect is holy places, visiting holy places. The holy places are compared as the embassies of spiritual world. By visiting holy places, we can have that consciousness again. Krishna is always planning, Harimahadasa means, he is always planning how to make different plans to get back the devotees. Even the devotees are planning. In the Nectar of Instruction, we can see in the Parpar Prabhupada gives, who is an Uttamadhyayi. So Uttamadhyayi is always making plans how to deliver these conditioned souls. He's making always different and different plans. So we can see in the cases of many devotees, many in the Bhagavadam also, like Prahlad Maharaj. And he was praying to Narasimhadev. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their family lives. So he was so concerned with the people. So what we can do for it? Means material people in the material world, people are making so many plans how they can be satisfied, can be happy here, long life, without knowing what is the actual goal of life. And another example we can see is the Prabhupada's case itself. How he was making, always continuously making different plans. So there are some pastimes with Prabhupada, how we can see this. Once Prabhupada was writing translations, commentaries of Bhagavatam. It was in Vrindavan. So he was using, writing the translations and purport using a Parker pen. So one of the Vrajavasis came and asked what are you doing? So Prabhupada was telling, so I am writing these commentaries of the Bhagavatam so that the devotee, using a Parker pen, so that the devotees can read and they can, a material world, they can Parker, means Parker Sakti, this material world. He was always thinking of how he can deliver the conditioned souls. And another story where Prabhupada was walking in the morning walk with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he writes in the Servant of Servant book. So he was walking in a park. So there were puddles which filled with water due to the freezing temperatures in the night. Many of them it is covered with ice. So while walking, Prabhupada stops when the puddle comes, he stops and firmly gripping his walking stick and he breaks the ice covering. So it was continued for 2-3 times. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked, what is the purpose? Why you are doing like this? So Prabhupada explains that this ice is Maya. The natural state of water is liquidity. Now it has become hard and frozen just like our hearts. Their natural state is to be soft like molten gold. But now they have also become hard. And just as we have to apply heat to melt the ice, similarly by applying Mahamantra, the hard hearts of the materialistic people will melt. Even there are many pastimes we can see that how Prabhupada was planning. He's always kind of planning, like whenever he goes to some place, like even buying of the Fisher Mansion. Even it was not purchased. And before that itself he was planning, like here it will be DT room, here we have Brahmachari Ashram, and here we have Satsang Hall, all these things. Even before having establishing ISKCON itself, he was sitting and he was everything is existing. We have everything, like temples and all things are existing, only the time separates from us. So, Hare Krishna. So here we can see like that devotees, even pure devotees of Lord are also like making different numerous plans so that this conditioned souls can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Girindra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.